Can you see the implications just doing one small little factor? Just providing myself and the universe with intelligence? That would transform the universe right there. If everyone in the universe was providing itself and providing every other factor of the universe with intelligence, divine intelligence, the intelligence of mind, the ideas of mind, no mortal mind, no human thinking could exist in the universe. And in reality, it doesn't. From the dimensions of being, it doesn't. That is what's going on. And you can see that you can take that in a very sevenfold way. You can spend hours of the day providing yourself and the universe with the substance of intelligence, with the identity of intelligence, with the structure of intelligence, with the life, the existence of intelligence, with the consciousness of intelligence, with the very integrated, unified perfection of intelligence. Or let us, because we are on this level now of Christian Science, which is not confined to just the timeless, spaceless terms, because it isn't confined to just the timeless, spaceless continuum, let us take another term that maybe feels close to us. Let us recognize that in truth, we are providing ourselves with creativity. Why? Because mind is the creator within itself and is capable of conceiving and producing idea from within its own mind. And because it can function in that manner, I can function in that manner. And the way that breaks down and elucidates itself in my human experience is as creativity. So therefore, as I provide myself really with that divine intelligence and the conceptive intelligence, I am, without realizing it, providing myself with creativity. And how many times have you heard people say, oh, I'm just not creative at all? Sorry about that. They are creative. They must be creative because that is a natural quality inherent in being, and their being is not outside of the one being. So if that being is creative, they are creative. So therefore, I can give unto myself that divine creativity and give unto the universe that creativity. And then see that the universe really doesn't need me to give it that. It is providing itself with that creativity. Each individual idea in the universe is functioning the same as the whole. So it, therefore, has the capability of providing itself with creativity, whether it realizes it or not. And it further, by virtue of reflection, has the capability of giving every other idea in the universe, every other facet of the universe, that sense of creativity, including me. So therefore, no element of the universe, no facet of the universe could rob me of my creativity. No. It's only giving unto me that creativity. Can you just begin to feel where this can go if you take every term that you have ever been given on any list of the synonymous terms and take it through this exercise? I have done it. And it's exciting, and it's moving, and it absolutely changes your experience. And that is guaranteed. When I first touched the laws, this law and the law on the science level, which gave the basic pattern of the 7x7 matrix, were the first two laws that I touched deeply. And I just allowed them day after day after day to elucidate themselves for me. And they did it in such a unique way, such an amazing way, that they changed my universe overnight. They changed my experience overnight. And anybody who knew me at that time will attest to the fact that it's true. Because my entire life experience changed within a month. Just totally and completely changed. Because my view of the universe altered. And I realized where I had been inadvertently robbing either myself or another facet of the universe of its divinity, whether it was a quality of mind or a quality of spirit or a quality of soul or principle or life or truth or love. And you'd be amazed. You don't like to look at it when you see it, but all of a sudden you say, I'm guilty of doing that. And you don't have to stand around and punish yourself. That's silly. That doesn't mean a thing. It's like a mathematical equation. What good would it do to beat yourself over the back because you thought 2 + 2 = 5? It doesn't do you any good at all. You just say, excuse me, I made a mistake. 2 + 2 = 4. And from then on, you go on the assumption that 2 + 2 = 4, and you work with that calculus in that manner. And this is the exact same thing. If you found yourself inadvertently robbing yourself or another of a divine quality, just stop. Don't worry about yesterday. Yesterday doesn't exist. There's no time. Just start fresh right now and give unto yourself and to the universe that quality, obviously as well as all the other qualities. Yes? See, it's simple, but you must do it. If you don't do it, it's just as simple to rob yourself and the universe of those qualities and live in a sense of lack forevermore. You want to handle lack? This is one of the great ways to do it. Are you giving unto yourself the totality of the qualities of the universe, or are you not? Are you giving unto the universe those qualities, or are you not? Are you seeing that the universe is giving unto itself those qualities, or are you not? Are you seeing that it is giving to every other facet of the universe those qualities, or are you not? That simple. Can't lie. You're doing it or you're not doing it. Black and white. Okay? But it's a threefold reflection here. It isn't just fatherhooding, it's sonshipping, which means, in truth, that it is the idea now has the capability of claiming its inheritance, of sitting on the throne of those divine qualities, of acknowledging and claiming that it possesses those qualities, of recognizing that it has those qualities. Now, it's one thing to give yourself something or to give another something, but it's something totally different to acknowledge that it's yours. I can give myself and give myself and give myself, but it's like a sieve. It'll go right through unless I acknowledge that it's mine, that it is my right as the Son of God, that it is my right to inherit the throne, that that which being is, I am, that which being does, I do, that the way it functions, I function. Okay? So I must not only give unto myself in the universe, but acknowledge, claim, recognize those qualities for myself and for every other facet of the universe. I must do it. This is health, real, real universal health. I must do that. All right? So therefore, as an exercise, just for the sake of doing something fresh, let's go on and take some terms from spirit. And I do this very arbitrarily. Please know I could take any facet of spirit and exercise it in the same way. Let's just take order, because it's such a wonderful term. And let's understand that by virtue of reflection, because in the absolute level, the divine spirit has given unto its idea, me, divine order, I therefore, on the Christian Science level here, have the capability and the ability of giving that order unto myself. And of acknowledging, all right, when I said giving, you realized I went back to the fatherhooding place, right? It's really difficult to acknowledge something that you haven't been given. So it's very natural to go back to that place. So I'm given unto myself, right, order, fatherhooding, and now I'm in the sonshipping of truth. I am therefore recognizing that order within myself. I am claiming and affirming that spiritual order within myself. Yes? As a spiritual idea, as a facet of the whole infinite idea of being, I am standing on the throne. I am taking possession of my inheritance. I am specifically at this point acknowledging and recognizing the intrinsic spiritual order that is mine, and recognizing that order for every other idea in the universe. I can no longer claim that any other idea is chaotic or disordered or sloppy or messy or anything else. Anybody have kids? It's real easy to acknowledge that they're slobs, right? Or acknowledge that they don't do anything in the proper order, that they're totally chaotic. No, no, no. I'll force that on them if I keep doing that. No. Every idea in the universe not only has been provided with divine order, but is acknowledging that spiritual order within their own being, and acknowledging that order for every other element and idea within the universe. It is doing it, whether you think it's doing it or not. It is claiming and affirming the divine spiritual order for itself and for every other element, every other idea in the universe. If I fail to do this, if I fail to acknowledge and affirm that spiritual order within myself, I am automatically denying to myself that sense of order. I just deny it to myself. I negate it for myself. I am inadvertently acknowledging that I'm disordered. Thereby, I will be that way or appear that way. In truth, I'm not that way, but I will appear to function that way. If I deny to my universe a sense of order, it will appear to function that way. We must not only provide the universe with all of the divine qualities, but acknowledge those qualities for that infinite universe, and then see that that universe is acknowledging those qualities for itself, specifically in this instance, the order of spirit. That it is claiming that divine spiritual order for itself. Enormous implications if you really listen to that. And that it is acknowledging and claiming that spiritual order for every other facet of its universe. So no facet of the entire universe, no idea that exists in the entire universe can be denied spiritual order. And I could take that through its sevenfold nature, and I could view it through the intelligence of that order, or the law of that order. I could view it through the reality of that order. I could view it through the changelessness of that order. I could view it through the system of that order, the cybernetics of that order, the harmony of that order. Wouldn't it be marvelous? You just hear what it would be to acknowledge the harmony of divine order for yourself and for every idea. I could take it through the very existence of that order, that it can never not exist. I could take it through the standard of that order, the dominion of that order, the consciousness of that order, the form of that order. I could take it through, in love, the perfection of that order, the integration of that order, the plan of that order, the totality of that order. You can see, I could take a lot of wonderful reflecting time acknowledging for myself and for the rest of the universe its intrinsic sevenfold order. And of course, any quality of the seven. I pick these arbitrarily. I cannot repeat that enough. If I give you an example, it's only because we don't have until next Thursday to do this. Because if I did every single quality in its fullness, we'd be here that long. That's okay. Please do it for yourself. You're not on any timetable. Nobody's saying you have to get through X amount in a particular day. But keep going. I used to start at mind and mind, you know, and go through the sevenfold aspect of mind, not only on this level with the law of universal reflection, providing myself with every sevenfold quality of mind that I could even begin to conceive, and giving that to every other idea in the universe, and seeing that it was giving it unto itself, and giving it unto every other idea in the universe, acknowledging those ideas for myself, and acknowledging those ideas for every other facet of the universe, seeing that they were acknowledging those ideas for themselves, and acknowledging it for every other idea in the universe, including me. So right away, I get this incredible feeling of wholeness, because I can see that the entire universe is providing me with the qualities of the seven times seven, and that the entire universe is acknowledging those qualities for me. That's a lot of power. Nobody robbing me of a thing, nobody denying me a thing, just giving to me and acknowledging for me all of those qualities. Is it a wonder that my life changed? It's just supremely natural. It did, just right away. So now we'll look at the motherhooding aspect, the love aspect, which is simply saying that the idea, by virtue of reflection, is capable and has the ability of motherhooding itself. It has the ability of protecting itself, protecting its ideational nature. It has the ability to protect the universe of ideas with their qualities, to nurture for itself and for every other idea those qualities, to tend, to care for, to embrace, to accept. You could feel with life, you know, this incredible thrust of giving, you know, just pouring out these qualities all the time, just giving it unto its idea, and therefore the idea giving it unto itself and unto every other idea. You just get that wonderful push sense, that thrust sense, that flowing out. And with truth, you get a standard, an acknowledging, sitting on the throne, and claiming of what is. But with love, you get the mother, you know, again, embracing and embracing and embracing, protecting and holding and cherishing and nurturing. But now you're seeing that not just is love capable of doing that, but that I function the way love does. Therefore, I am capable of functioning that way. I can motherhood myself and every other facet of the universe. So therefore I can tend and care for the divine qualities for myself and for every other facet of the universe. So let's take soul, okay, something of soul, just so that you can feel it maybe a little more, a little closer to the human. I'm going to pick a day term that is close to everybody. I'm going to pick joy, all right? Feel what it would be, not only in the fatherhooding to provide yourself with joy, in the sonshipping to claim that joy for yourself, but in the motherhooding to embrace and accept that joy for myself. How could you be unhappy? No, not possible. I can provide and claim and accept that joy for myself because the divine, infinite soul is providing me as part of its idea with an identity that is so complete that it could never feel itself to be anything else. I am filled with joy because the universe has given me my full nature, and I could never be depleted of that nature. I can never be robbed or denied. I can never be starved from that full nature. Therefore, I can and do not only provide myself, fatherhooding, with joy, claim sonshipping myself with joy, but accept and embrace and tend and nurture myself with the joy of the universe. And I accept that joy for every other idea. If I follow the same pattern that I just flowed through, then I would be providing every other idea with joy. I would be acknowledging that joy for that idea, and I would be accepting and embracing the joy of that idea. All ideas in the universe. And then see, right? We would be, if you go down to the sea of the fatherhooding, the sonshipping, and the motherhooding, we would see that each and every idea in the universe, every aspect of the one divine idea, is truly providing itself with joy, acknowledging its own joy, and accepting its own joy. If you see someone who doesn't seem to be providing or acknowledging or accepting joy for themselves, don't you take it in. That joy is an intrinsic quality of their character. It must be. They are providing themselves with joy, acknowledging that joy, and accepting that joy. Like it or not, they're doing it. They're doing it. So that gives us a flow then. No, we didn't do D, did we? All right. The D would be that each and every idea in the universe is not only providing itself with joy, acknowledging its own joy and accepting its own joy, but giving that joy unto the entire universe, including me, acknowledging that joy for the entire universe, including me, and embracing and accepting that joy for the entire universe, including me. It's fun to do a quality that's closer to the human because it feels very warm, and we see so easily that we can rob and deny and starve ourselves from that quality. Don't do it anymore. Give that quality unto yourself and to the universe. Let's take another example. Let's take an example of principle, and let's flow it through the fatherhooding, the sonshipping, and the motherhooding. Each idea is giving unto itself structure. It is providing itself with structure. And it is providing that structure for every other facet of the universe. It is projecting forth the image of that structure for every other facet of the universe. And each and every facet in the universe is functioning in like manner. It is giving unto itself and giving unto the universe that structure, thereby it is giving that structure unto me. You get the full circle? Each and every idea, which is really that which I am when I start, is acknowledging that structure for itself. I therefore am acknowledging principle structure for myself, and I'm acknowledging that structure for every other idea, every other facet of the universe. And you know, every other facet really recognizes its own intrinsic structure and is recognizing that structure for every other facet of the universe, including for me. No element can rob or deny itself or another of structure. And each idea, thereby that which I am, is accepting and embracing that principled structure for itself, and embracing and tending that structure for every other idea in the universe. And every other idea is functioning in the same way. It is cherishing and nurturing its own innate spiritual structure, its own principled structure. And it is cherishing that structure not only for itself, but for every other facet of its universe, including that which I am. Nobody can be starved of structure. Each of us has structure and reflects that structure unto ourselves and unto the universe. Harmony. Think of it in terms of harmony, to give harmony to oneself and the universe, to acknowledge harmony for oneself and the universe, to accept harmony for oneself and the universe. Isn't that exciting? All you see around you, supposedly, pick up the paper, turn on the telly, you know, disharmony. No! Harmony. And it isn't, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. No! I acknowledge what appears to be happening in the human, but it's a lie. And therefore, I want to know what the law is that is behind that and what is really going on in the universe. Because when I know what's going on in the universe and I provide myself with that and I claim that for myself and I accept that for myself, that will be my universe. I don't care how anybody else's is, that's mine.